Sarah Kopinski dictating a case review on Rahim, R-A-H-I-M, Blake, B-L-A-K-E. According to the records provider, Rahim Blake was seen at the emergency room on 7-6-21. Make that 7-7-21. Appeared the previous day. Two machines collided due to the wind. Appeared he drives a crane. Appeared he complained of headache, common neck pain, and right upper shoulder pain with no loss of consciousness. Appeared he also had bilateral leg numbness and right knee pain and lightheadedness. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the knee and a CAT scan of the head to be inserted, period. More specifically, the x-rays of the knee showed tricompartmental degenerative changes with no suprapatellar effusion. Paired soft tissues were within normal limits. Paired there was no fracture or dislocation. Paired he had a CAT scan of the head that showed no acute findings. Apparently they did elicit a history of two prior knee surgeries. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. Paragraph on 7-21-21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Coliza, C-O-L-I-Z-Z-A. The claimant complained of injury to the cervical spine, lumbar spine, both knees, and right hand. Period. He played college football as a linebacker and injured his right knee in 1999. Period. He had both ACL and MCL reconstruction. Period. He denies problems with his right knee since. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with cervicalgia as well as right hand pain. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. X-rays of the cervical spine showed loss of the normal lordotic curve, consistent with cervical muscle spasm. Period. There was some suggestion of irregularity of the posterior wall or the C7 vertebrae, but this may be nothing more than overlap of shadows. Period. The overall assessment was work injury with cervical strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, bilateral knee strain, comma, and contusion with resolution of his left knee complaints and right hand strain and contusion. Period. He followed up with Dr. Coliza and was referred for an MRI of the right knee to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he was also seen neurologically by Dr. K-H-E-S-I-N on 9-23-21. Period. He noted the claimant was doing better and had improved symptoms relative to headaches and focusing and concentration. But he had developed post-concussion syndrome as a result of the accident on 7-6-21, but he was slowly recovering. Period. The doctor decided to keep him out of work for the time being. Period. He also came under the care of Dr. Gatto, G-A-T-T-O, on 10-22-21. Period, he diagnosed cervical and lumbar sprain, for which he released the claimant to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. His handwritten note is difficult to decipher, but it appears as if he referred Mr. Lake for MRI studies of the spine. Period. MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine were done on 11/15/21 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. Gatto through 3/29/22. But at that juncture, he had no lumbar pain and had markedly improved cervical and lumbar strain. Period. He was advised to finish out his current therapy and medications and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. He returned to Dr. Kaliza to review the right knee MRI results in particular. Period. It showed a bucket handle tear of the lateral meniscus as well as advanced chondromalacia. Here they discussed treatment options, including arthroscopy with partial meniscectomy. Pretty was made to understand that the arthritic changes in his knee are pre-existing and not related to the work-related accident and may hamper his recovery from knee arthroscopy. Period. He saw Dr. Gatto through 2/15/22 when he continued to work his full and normal duties, but he was also going to therapy, which was helpful. Period. Within this progress note, there was no mention that the claimant underwent surgery on the right knee. Period. He appeared neurologically intact and unchanged. Period. There was no specific description of a physical exam. Period. At the visit on 9/1/21, Dr. Kaliza exam found there to be a scar at the right knee. Period. There was discomfort with maximum flexion. Period. He had pain with McMurray's testing, felt medially with occasional click, comma, but there was minimal tenderness about the knee. Period. There was no gross effusion, comma, redness, comma, or warmth, or indications of instability. Period. His gait, comma, specific range of motion, comma, and strength were not delineated. Period. New paragraph findings and conclusions. On 7/6/21, Raheem Blake reportedly injured his right knee amongst other body areas at work. Period. This was superimposed upon two prior right knee injuries and surgeries after playing college football. Period. He reportedly was asymptomatic afterwards. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Kaliza, who had him undergo an MRI of the right knee on 8/20/21 to be inserted. He followed up afterwards and participated in physical therapy. Period. He also was seen by a neurologist named Dr. Kahesan. Period. He saw Dr. Gatto, who followed his progress through 3/29/22 when he was released from care. Period. New paragraph. There is also a radiologic review authored by Dr. Deer, D-H-E-E-R, on 10/3/21. Period. He agreed with the radiologist's report. Period. There was no description of traumatic injury or aggravation of degenerative change. Period. He agreed with the osteoarthritis with associated chronic degenerative meniscus changes, comma, cartilage wear, and postoperative changes. Period. He agreed with the presence of the enchondroma. Period. Overall, Dr. Deer's impression was osteoarthritis with associated cartilage wear, comma, anterior cruciate ligament graft findings, and meniscus changes are chronic in appearance comma, degenerative or postoperative in etiology and predate the reported date of injury. Therefore, there was no traumatic injury or aggravation of degenerative change having occurred on 7-6-21. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the event of 7-6-21, he appears to simply have sustained a contusion and sprain. This was superimposed upon prior knee injuries and surgery that left him with arthritis and other abnormalities. Period. Accordingly, any impairment is attributable to those pre-existing abnormalities. Period. He was released for full duty, although there was no distinct lower extremity physical exam documented at the later end of his treatment. Period. He was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. End.